This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Days ago, the president called the first woman to accuse his Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct credible. Last night at a rally in Mississippi, he changes his tone.
What neighborhood was it in? I don't know. Where's the house? I don't know. Upstairs, downstairs, where was it? I don't know. But I had one beer. That's the only thing I remember.
The president referring to what Christine Blasey Ford says she can't remember about the incident she alleges happened 30 years ago when she claims Kavanaugh tried to assault her at a high school party. Her lawyer says Trump's words were a vicious, vile, and soulless attack. The government's jobs report for September not due out till Friday, but an ADP jobs report says the economy added 230,000 private payroll jobs last month, the most in 7 months according to that survey. And this is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State age and health-related restrictions may apply.
What was Tropical Storm Rosa still threatening parts of the Southwest with flooding today? Northern Arizona could still get some harsh weather. Yesterday, Phoenix got some record flooding from the remnants of that storm. Meanwhile, in the East, North Carolina's Governor Roy Cooper says two more deaths have been attributed to Hurricane Florence in his state, bringing the total who died in the storm and its aftermath in three states to at least 49. Hillary Clinton says the Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's claim that sexual assault allegations against him are, quote, revenge on behalf of the Clintons is laughable.
It was just part of the whole of his very defensive, unconvincing presentation.
Clinton saying that while speaking at the Atlantic Festival yesterday. The new National Wireless Emergency Alert System will be tested this afternoon at 2:18 Eastern Time with a tone on everyone's smartphone. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
American pastor Andrew Brunson still held in Turkey, and Heather Nauert of the U.S. State Department says his release is long overdue. We get an update from USA Radio's John Clemens.
The evangelical pastor has been under house arrest since July, spending the previous 2 years in prison on charges of being associated with a group attempting to overthrow the government of Ankara. Heather Nauert of the U.S. State Department says they're closely monitoring the situation.
We last saw him, I believe it was about a week and a half ago or so, where we provided consular access to Pastor Brunson, and will continue to maintain close contact.
An appeal has been filed for his release to the Constitutional Court in Ankara. I'm John Clemens.
A rise in selfie-related fatalities may lead to the creation of no-selfie zones in many cities. A study in the Journal of Family Medicine and Primary Care showing between 2011 and last year there were 259 selfie-related deaths in America. That might not seem like a ton, but the authors of the study say the deaths are often categorized by law enforcement as accidents, which masks the real number. One-time toy giant Toys R Us may be making a comeback, the retail company canceling the bankruptcy auction of its intellectual property assets, and it could lead to the opening of new Toys R Us and Babies R Us stores. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
I will stand my ground where hope can be found. I will stand my ground where hope can be found. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, I know you.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. And we've got a real treat for you. Danny Toma is with us. His brand new book, America First, Understanding the Trump Doctrine. Danny reveals the truth about Trump's foreign policy. He served more than 22 years as a foreign service officer with the U.S. Department of State, so he knows what he's talking about. Danny, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for having me on.
Well, Danny, you say that President Trump has achieved more around the globe in the last 2 years than President Obama achieved in the last eight. It's just that simple, isn't it?
It is. You know, here's the thing about it is, when we have a policy that puts America first, that is looking out for the interests of American citizens both at home and abroad, and when I say interests, I mean safety, security, and well-being. When we have a foreign policy that puts those things first, we have measurable goals that we can achieve. When our foreign policy is oriented towards other things, towards vague, idealistic ideas about, you know, making people nicer in the world a better place and promoting values abroad that we ourselves at home cannot even agree upon, we set ourselves up for failure because, and this, you know, our Middle Eastern policy over the last really 20 years or more is a good example of that. Mm-hmm. When we were attacked on 9/11, 2001 by Al-Qaeda, you know, we did the appropriate response in going into Afghanistan to take out Al-Qaeda, to take out the Taliban government that protected them, but then we got distracted and got involved in things that were not germane to our interests, and so there we still are some 17 years later.
Well, big difference when you have a true CEO in the Oval Office. Danny, I think this is the first really knowledgeable chief executive officer. Most CEOs, presidents come into this job in need of training. It's almost like on-the-job training as they walk through the door. I mean, it's really scary when you think about it, is it not?
Ironic when you think about it, because all of the foreign policy elites and a lot of the political elites were telling us that Donald Trump was unqualified to be president. But like you point out, he really had the management capabilities and understandings that most people have not had coming into the office. He doesn't come from a political background. He's been a businessman and a successful one at that. And, you know, he's really been treating this like running a big corporation, except
exactly.
This time his board, his stockholders, his shareholders are the people of the United States. And he's put forth his program. And surprisingly, because we've been used to presidents, basically abandoning their campaign promises as soon as they put their hand on the Bible, that's not Donald Trump's way. He's put forth what he says he's going to do, and then is followed up on it.
Exactly. A promise made and a promise fulfilled. That's happened time and again. And with each fulfilled promise, America continues to win. Here it is. You know, all the brilliant economists said after President Obama, 2.0 GDP was the best we could hope for. Donald Trump would hear nothing of that. Got rid of regulations, and here we are at 4.2. We just had another record stock market day. You know, we continue to win at all turns, and we're making some very aggressive and I think ultimately successful movements by way of world trade.
Yeah, and that's what I'm talking about, measurable goals. You know, when we talk about foreign affairs, you know, a lot of times people focus on terrorism and other security threats. Now, obviously, those are the most important things, but there's a whole lot more to it, and trade is one of them. Mm-hmm. When Donald Trump said, we need to level the playing field, we need to go for free trade, but only if other countries play fairly, and that includes resorting to things like punitive tariffs if they don't, people, you know, who for the last generation or so has said, oh, well, those things can't happen, not explaining how, you know, other countries who've used them have done so very successfully. Donald Trump was not ideologically bound to any particular program. As a pragmatist, he said, let's try and see if these things work. And as you mentioned, the economy has responded. Lowest unemployment rate since 2000. Record low levels of minority, especially African-American unemployment, consumer confidence way up, manufacturing capability at its highest level since 2004. So, yes, I mean, by putting America first, you know, it's paid off.
Danny, when have you ever heard that we had more jobs than people? I don't recall having that. I mean, this is so unique. And on top of that, for the labor force right now, I think U.S. labor force said there's been a 3% increase in wages, which is, you know, these numbers are marked. I mean, you know, 3% doesn't sound like a whole lot, but let me tell you, when it gets to the ground level, it's a lot. And so what is taking place is you have people upgrading now in their jobs. They're not settling for minimum wage anymore. They're looking at maximum wage, which I think is real exciting for, you know, the American labor.
Yeah, and it's true. You know, and the thing about it is, so many on the left who spend a lot of time talking about the people and the people this and the people that really have not shown a lot of concern for individual persons. They talk about, you know, they say that we have to play the global game, and we have to just accept the losses and get people used to the fact that we're in a global economy and that certain jobs, you know, aren't available around anymore. And if you don't have the education, well, you know, that's why we have greeter jobs at Walmart or, you know, welfare for you. But Donald Trump has actually said, hey, we can do better than that. We can do better for our people. We can bring back good blue-collar jobs upon which you can support a family. And I think that's why in the heartland of America, they responded to him.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I still think that the mainstream media and the elites are totally disconnected from the forgotten man and woman, and they don't understand. And these numbers that they keep trying to give us all the time about, you know, Donald Trump's popularity and all this, again, I feel like they've got their thumb on the scale as they did going into the 2016 election. What do you say?
Oh, absolutely. You know, here's the thing about it is the rules of the game switched midway. And, you know, getting back to foreign policy, if you look at North Korea, when, you know, just a year and a half ago, the media was telling us that Donald Trump was dangerous because his action was going to get us into a nuclear war on the Korean Peninsula that could spill over into the United States. Now, a year and a half later, when we've made unprecedented progress toward peace and stability in North Korea, still a long way to go, but really unprecedented progress, those same media types who told us he was irresponsibly leading us to war now say, well, he's irresponsibly leading us to peace.
Exactly. Well, go and figure. You know, we've said many times on this show, only the mainstream media would see Donald Trump walking on water and they would say, see, we told you he couldn't swim.
Exactly.
You know, it's just so obtuse. It's ridiculous. But, hey, we get it. You know, they don't like Donald Trump. But I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people here in this country that love Donald Trump. Even if they were against him before, it's hard to refute the evidence. I mean, as he said a couple of weeks ago, he said, why do you want to fire somebody? He was doing a great job for you.
Yeah. Well, Well, and you know, and the thing about it is, this is one of the reasons I wrote this book, America First, Understanding the Trump Doctrine, because they put out this lie that Donald Trump doesn't know what he's doing in foreign affairs. And through my book, I go through, you know, not only the history of our foreign policy, of America First foreign policy, but I talk about how Donald Trump's foreign policy, going back towards sort of original principles, is leading us to success over and over again, and that's good for the American people.
Well, I guess, as they say, and Adolf Hitler said, the bigger the lie, the better. That's what the people believe in. We've got more from Danny Thoma. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support, so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Bill Martinez.
Come to the table. Come join the sinner who has been redeemed. Take your place beside.
is with us. We're talking about his new book, America First, Understanding the Trump Doctrine. There's many in the mainstream media that do not understand. Here at Main Street, we figure it out. His doctrine means that my wallet is fatter, I'm paying my bills, gas is cheaper, stock market through the roof, my 401k, I don't have to flinch anymore when I look, Danny, at my 401k, it is on the rise in a very positive manner. I gotta tell you, I think the majority of Americans are very happy with their selection of Donald Trump as president of the United States.
And to top it off, you're more safe and secure. I mean, look at a year and a half ago, who were we talking about as an existential threat to the United States? We were talking about ISIS.
Yes.
And, you know, we were afraid the whole Middle East was going to be overrun by the Islamic State. In 1 year, 1 year of President Trump's administration, ISIS lost 96% of its territory, over 20,000 square miles. They ceased being an Islamic State and just another group of terrorist losers on the defensive and on the run.
Exactly. And look what he did to Syria.
Yeah. There's another thing to be learned from Syria there. I have to admit, I myself was afraid that with some of the rhetoric, I mean, Obama was leading us on to a new open-ended war in Syria, just like the successful ones that have happened before in that area. And I was afraid that Trump was heading that direction too. But if you look at the difference between his response and the responses of previous administrations, President Trump drew a red line, and that red line was no use of chemical weapons. They crossed the red line. He responded in a very surgical, very directed, very limited strike to say, you don't do this. And the Syrians backed down.
Right.
It was not an open-ended commitment. It was not an invasion to promote some form of, we're going to do things better for you since you're not going to do them for yourself. No, it was designed to inflict punishment and accomplish a very specific and measurable goal, and thus far it's worked.
Well, look at also Iran. I mean, I don't see Donald Trump sending, unmarked bills in the dark of night to Iran, which the previous president did. And what did we get in return for that?
Yeah, a really lopsided deal. I mean, the one thing that he has done, I mean, he's confounded the critics. They also told us that, when he started cutting back on Iranian oil, putting sanctions on Iran so that they couldn't get their oil abroad, Americans were going to pay for it at the pump. Hasn't happened thus far.
Right, exactly. And here we are in the first time probably in our lives, Danny, we truly could be very energy independent and become a major export of natural oil and resources that, heretofore we've been beholden to these countries that hate us.
Yeah, and there's a whole section in my book on the Middle East. In fact, it's one of the biggest chapters since that's where a lot of our foreign policy has been influenced. But I go into a lot about the oil politics. I mean, frankly, one of the main reasons other than Israel that we're involved in the Middle East is because of all the resources, particularly oil resources that are in that country and our previous dependence on them. Mm-hmm. The sooner we can, you might say, get out of that area because we no longer rely on for resources, the better off I think we'll be as a people, the more secure, the more safe, and the more prosperous we'll be.
And what will that do with our relationship with Israel?
Well, our relationship with Israel is a highly complex one. It has a lot more components than a relationship with Saudi Arabia, which is primarily based upon their mineral resources, as well as the stability that the kingdom provides in that area. Israel, there's a lot of history. There's a lot of emotion that goes into that. So it's a little bit different. I don't think that it's necessarily going to change our relationship with Israel as we become less dependent upon foreign oil. Of course, Israel themselves not having much oil to speak of.
Right. But they've got some natural gas. They've got some natural gas resources that Russia's looking at that they would love to get their hands on, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
But
well,
we could talk all day about Israel. But I think that, you know, when we're discussing Israel, it's sort of a case apart from the rest of our relations with the Middle East.
No, I understand that, but I can also appreciate that Donald Trump did something that three other presidents that promised to do so. It takes Donald Trump to move the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, which was huge. And, of course, this was upon the 70th anniversary of Israel as well. So, you know, I saw that as a very positive move. The other thing, Danny, I want to talk to you was about NATO and, you know, what President Trump was able to affect there. You know, these guys were not paying up. They were not paying their fair share. He calls them on it. And, of course, you know, here we got all the pundits here in the hometown here complaining, oh my goodness, he's going to ignite all this stuff with our allies and everything. And they're grateful that he's made everybody stand up. Not to mention that he calls out Angela Merkel for the backdoor deal she's done with Putin. And we're supposed to have sanctions against Putin right now and the Russians. And she's backdooring this through the former chancellor. And the rest of the guys are going, man, I'm sure glad Donald Trump brought that up because they didn't have the nerve and courage to bring it up.
Well, here's the thing about it is, you know, if you've got somebody who's paying for your protection, if you've got somebody who's paying for you, you know, for your security so that you don't have to spend your own money for that, of course you're not going to say anything about it. Mm-hmm. You're just going to let it go on as long as that person is going to sponsor you for that long. I mean, what Donald Trump, again, by putting an America first foreign policy, one that looks out primarily for the interests of our citizens, because after all, he was elected to be the leader of our country, not, you know, the president of our country, not the president of the Western world or the world or any other part of it except for the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
By putting the interests of our citizens first, he says, hey, wait a second. Let's look at NATO. Let's talk about it. Mm-hmm. Now, the fact that he questioned its existence, you know, people went crazy, but since when has any institution, has any treaty, has any government program become so sacred that you can't even look at it, question it's whether we need it or not.
Right.
He says, here's what it is. Let's take a look at whether we need this or not. But if we do, if this is a true alliance, security alliance, then everyone needs to pay his fair share.
Exactly.
And the fact that he put it all on the table, our allies said, this guy's actually serious. We don't know where he's going to go with it. And that's another strength he brings. Unlike previous presidents, he doesn't put all his cards on the table. Mm-hmm. We don't know where he's going with this. We better pay up. And who benefits? The American taxpayers.
Well, and the thing not to mention, Danny, is that there's nobody back home pulling his strings. I mean, he doesn't have to check in with K Street and go, oh, you know, hey, I said this, or they're going to tell him, hey, you better back off on that, or, you know, you're going to lose a bunch of money for your party or whatever leverage that they've been using traditionally. And this is what's driving them nuts, because the traditional deep state bureaucratic paradigm has been shifted totally under this president.
Well, you know, and I said this in an earlier interview, the one thing I think that he brings, besides a sense of pragmatism, is also this, you know, most politicians go into office because they like to be liked. You know, they're the popular guy. They're the one, right, who is elected to student council. And then from there on up, you know, they like to be surrounded by people who like them and support them and want to, you know, want to say nice things about them. And I think, Donald Trump kind of really doesn't care about that. I mean, he's really confident in himself. He's confident in his policies. And if people like it, that's fine. And if they don't, well, you know, too bad. I think that's a strength in a president.
Bottom line here, Danny, what do you want the reader to take away from your book?
What I want the reader to take away from the book is that the policy, the America First policy that President Trump is putting forward is nothing new. It's nothing short of the original intentions of the Founding Fathers. Mm-hmm. It's the policy that led us from a group of disconnected, newly independent colonies to the greatest nation on the face of the earth. And going back to this policy can make America great again.
Well, Danny Toma, thank you so much for being with us. Congratulations on the book. We are going to be linking it and featuring it on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. America First, Understanding the Trump Doctrine. Danny, thank you. Appreciate it.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Days ago, the president called the first woman to accuse his Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct credible. Last night, at a rally in Mississippi, he changes his tone.
What neighborhood was it in? I don't know. Where's the house? I don't know. Upstairs, downstairs, where was it? I don't know. But I had one beer. That's the only thing I remember.
The president referring to what Christine Blasey Ford says she can't remember about the incident she alleges happened 30 years ago when she claims Kavanaugh tried to assault her at a high school party. Her lawyer says Trump's words were a vicious, vile, and soulless attack. The government's jobs report for September not due out till Friday, but an ADP jobs report says the economy added 230,000 private payroll jobs last month, the most in 7 months according to that survey. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
You are the only king forever. Almighty God, we lift you higher. You are the only king forever.
Bill Martinez, live.
You are the only king.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information that you need to know. With us right now, as she is every week just about, Jenny Beth Martin, President and Co-Founder of Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
I'm great. It's so good to be with you.
Always good to be. You know, I really enjoy our time together because when we get together, I get a chance to decompress just a little bit because I can have what I believe is a reasonable conversation about the condition of our politics and our country right now, especially in light of all the brain bruising that has been taking place over the last couple of weeks over the Kavanaugh confirmation.
There's been a lot of brain bruising, that's for sure. It's very concerning what we're seeing happening. It's, I think last week what we saw in Washington, D.C. was just a circus in the way that Kavanaugh has been treated. I am hopeful that by the end of this week we will be through with the madness and can move on to a vote on the floor of the Senate.
The Democrats do not seem to realize that what they're creating is going to come back and bite them in much the same as the nuclear option, which Harry Reid unleashed. Now they have become the party of forget about due process. It's guilt by accusation and a story. And, you know, the president said today that it was due process has become you're guilty until proven innocent. But the left and the court of opinion, public opinion, doesn't want to hear about innocence. They've labeled you guilty. The senator from Hawaii has says that she wants an asterisk on Judge Kavanaugh's name if he gets to the Supreme Court, as if that asterisk is supposed to reduce his vote in any way.
I think it's just, it's absolutely absurd. I mean, you could put an asterisk because he will understand more than maybe any other judge the importance of due process. And that may make him a better judge, but certainly not because of accusations with no corroboration whatsoever.
And that's important, what you just said, no corroboration. And that's what we learned out of that very difficult hearing that took place with, of course, the experienced 20-plus year experience violence prosecutor, domestic violence prosecutor, well-tooled. And then she reported back to Senate Republicans in the committee saying no reasonable prosecutor would pick up this case. There's just too many inconsistencies. There's no corroboration to her story.
There's no corroboration. There are witnesses who Dr. Ford named who refute her allegations. The calendar that Judge Kavanaugh had from his time as a teenager refutes her allegations. And there are inconsistencies with what she told the Washington Post, with what the letter that she wrote to the Senate to begin with, also inconsistencies with what she told her therapist years before, and inconsistencies even in what she used in the polygraph. So there are inconsistencies throughout. It does not mean that something bad did not happen to her. It's very possible, and with what I watched with her testimony, she seemed sincere in that something terrible happened to her. But the person who she thinks did this to her, the facts and the evidence do not add up and do not support what she's alleging.
Well, for all that the Democrats would want to say about this candidate, that he was a brawler involved in chain rapes and a partier, constantly drunk, passing out and whatever, I mean, reason would tell you that if he was, this messed up, first of all, there should have been stories, throughout the community, a small community, especially, I mean, I went to an all-boys school, and I know how rumors fly. You think they fly in the normal market? Man, they can burn through a school really quick. So people would have known something like this. But, consider this, Jenny Beth, for all this outside activity, this guy's like number one in his class. I mean, he's an outstanding student, an athlete. You don't achieve those pinnacles along the way, those benchmarks, if you're so messed up. This guy would be such an incredible anomaly. It's beyond comprehension.
That's exactly right. I have 15-year-old twins right now, and I'm watching them as they work to make very good grades, and they don't even have the kind of grades that Kavanaugh had, though they have very good grades, so I don't want to imply that they don't have good grades.
Maybe they're just not drinking enough. Maybe that's the deal.
Yeah, it's bizarre to think that you could party that much and maintain the kind of academic, rigorous academic schedule and achievement that he did. It that doesn't add up either. But you know what does add up? Here's what really does add up at the end of the day. The Democrats do not want Brett Kavanaugh on the court. They've said so from day one. They don't have the votes they will not vote for him. They're not going to vote for him. They don't want him on the court. And no matter what, they can change the goalposts all they want. Brett Kavanaugh will still never be good enough for him because Brett Kavanaugh actually is an originalist when it comes to the Constitution. But at the end of the day, that's what this boils down to.
Yeah, and the other question that came out of this is, what did Jeff Flake get out of this deal? I mean, his good buddy, Chris Coons, hotboxed him along with some other Democrats back in the corner of the ante room there and put a lot of pressure on him. Oh, you got to do this. The country is being bifurcated and everything. And, of course, Chris Coons immediately says in the hallway, it's not changing my vote. It was very sensible of him to do this. But I don't think that I'm not hearing from Chris Coons any sense of, hey, let's unify the country behind this. We're going to do the 7th. Interesting. The 7th FBI background check, and specifically looking into these accusations from Dr. Ford, and you know, what's going to happen? Maybe three or four, but they're critical on the Republican side that they line up and support, you know, the nomination and confirm Judge Kavanaugh. And then at that point, once it's solid in the ground, then you're going to have Joe Manchin, maybe another Democrat possibly, you know, cross over.
Yeah, that may be what happens with Senator Manchin. We will have to see. The one thing that I do know is this, though. The Democrats have been talking about, well, if he gets confirmed, we will look at impeaching him when we get control of the House. And that of course highlights the importance of preventing the Democrats from having control of the House. But perhaps one tiny silver lining would be that this FBI investigation could may prevent that in the future. Mm-hmm. But it's not going to change their votes at the end of the day. They've already made up their minds on how they're going to vote. Mm-hmm. And I think that our job right now, between now and when the vote happens on the floor, is to make sure that we continue to let our senators know how we feel and that we do want to see Brett Kavanaugh confirmed to the court.
We've got to keep the pressure on. We know this by fact, and you've proven this time and again. The Tea Party Patriots have done so as well by being activated and being involved in their government. It keeps the pressure on our legislators to vote according to our will, because what's happened, you've got 63 million votes plus that voted for President Donald Trump. Look at all the great things he's doing, what he's done for our country. And if the Democrats would have it their way, they want to invalidate 63 million votes. I mean, that takes a lot of nerve, doesn't it?
It really does take a lot of nerve, but that's exactly what they want. They've been amped up since election night 2016. They can't believe that Donald Trump won. They want to undo that election, and we have to make sure that we hold firm and that we don't allow that to happen. And one more thing that people can do right now this week, if for the female listeners and the audience, mm-hmm. Write letters to Senator Flake and let him know that you don't want to see what's happening to Brett Kavanaugh happen to your son,
exactly,
or your husband, and that you do respect the notion of innocence until proven guilty and due process, and want that to continue to stand in our country, and make sure that Senator Flake hears from you.
Great point. Jenny Beth, where can they go for more information?
TeaPartyPatriots.org. Again, TeaPartyPatriots.org.
Jenny Beth, president, co-founder of Tea Party Patriots. Always a pleasure, Jenny. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Someone has to stand up and say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Now I'm just a beggar in the presence of a king. I wish I could bring so much more. But if it's true, you use broken things, then here I am.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information that you need to be aware of to keep you in the flow of the know, as we say. And that's why we have James Herson on with us every week. New York Times best-selling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing?
Doing well, as well as can be expected while we wait, hopefully, for this ordeal to be over.
It's almost like the country is suffering from PTSD from it. I mean, this has been absolutely brain-bruising what the Democrats have put us through. And, of course, one of the big questions that came out of all this is, you know, Dr. Ford has to be so purely innocent on this because, after all, what does she have to gain?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it turns out that she has at least $740,000 to gain in two accounts on GoFundMe. Mm-hmm. But I'd say she even has more than that, mm-hmm. because she's already been placed in the same category as Anita Hill. And doors mm-hmm. opened up for Anita Hill. They wrote books, made movies about her, gave her academic positions, made her the commissioner of sexual harassment for Hollywood. So I suspect similar accolades and opportunities are going to come Ford's way. And mm-hmm. this is really this thing with using crowdfunding basically to give a witness large amounts of money. This was two crowdfunding accounts, one ostensibly for her security and the other just to help her. Mm-hmm. And about a couple of hundred thousand came in while she was testifying, and she exactly. dropped the name GoFundMe, mm-hmm. and it accelerated from there. And it's interesting, they put up, actually, another account alive. These accounts are no longer live and taking donations. They capped out. They put up another one and then took it down. I think they're worried now that people like me are looking at this. Mm-hmm.
And the thing was also is listen to the way she sounded, you know, like she, you know, like one analyst said, she put her pretty voice on and her very innocent voice and said, oh, I think there's some crowdfunding. I don't know how to do that. I mean, here it is.
I really don't know how to get the money. It specifically says on each site.
I'm totally helpless here. I mean, I'm the victim. I'm totally helpless. So let's play the role, right?
And for most people, $740,000 is quite a bit of money. It's not crumbs.
No,
it's a large amount of money, and it specifically says on each site that the money will be given to Ford and her family. Given. No strings attached. And here's the problem with this crowdfunding. You can be anonymous now, and you can disguise your gift and make it look like a bunch of small gifts. I mean, like George Soros, who funds left-wing groups and funded to a huge amount of money of groups opposing Kavanaugh, could easily fund a vast majority of this. So it's a situation where legal fees are raised, but also witnesses can be bought, in essence, using these GoFundMe pages. Now, one of her lawyers is a guy named Michael Bromwich. He was one of the ones with Deborah Katz who would interrupt the testimony when it started getting a little inconvenient. And this was one of the areas asking about how the legal fees would be paid. He interrupted and says, we are pro bono, meaning we do it for free. We're not being paid. We have no expectation of being paid. Now, Michael Bromwich represented Andrew McCabe. And when Andrew McCabe was fired, a GoFundMe page appeared titled Friends of Andrew McCabe, and in less than a month raised $538,000, not a small chunk of change, which helped pay Andrew McCabe's legal fees, which presumably went to Michael Bromwich. And it turned out that the Friends of Andrew McCabe GoFundMe site was set up by a firm called the Bromwich Group.
Mm-hmm.
We can guess. It's a K Street lobbying group set up by Michael Bromwich. This is a guy who worked for Obama and Clinton. These are the kind of people that surround Dr. Christine Blasey Ford. And this is why there's been a word substitution done.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the substitution. The word should be sympathetic. Okay, this woman is sympathetic, maybe even pathetic.
Mm-hmm.
She is not credible. It seems like on Fox News, there's been a memo that people have to say, well, she was credible. She was credible. She was credible.
Right. No, they're walking on eggshells. They have from day one, even the way they conducted the interview. Although Rachel Mitchell in Post is being noted that she did some positive things there in kind of setting the stage. As you know, James, you're a legal authority, so you know better. But I thought it was interesting that she was very soft with her, got some answers from her that I think could come back to haunt her. And, of course, her attorney, exactly. Go ahead.
Mitchell issued a six-page report with a charts, in essence, in it. And it is devastating for Christina Blasey Ford. If you read this report, it's out on the web now.
Right.
It shows that her testimony is filled with inconsistency. It's filled with incongruity. And it's filled with convenient memory lapses and all other convenient memories that, you know, for example, there is no human being that can possibly defend an accusation when the accuser doesn't specify where it happened and when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, if you're accused of something, you say, well, I was doing an interview with Bill Martinez at the time.
Right.
And it's documented. That would be time. Or I was in another place. I was actually, you know, in another part of the country at the time.
Hmm.
But Judge Kavanaugh doesn't have the ability to even say that because she can't remember when and where.
Well, to his credit, though,
to the Safeway.
Right.
And Mitchell points out, why would she remember going to the Safeway and that this guy, Mark Judge, worked at the Safeway? Well, it just turns out that Mark Judge, as part of his rehab, wrote a book. And in the book, he talks a lot about working at Safeway. So obviously, somebody's picked up that book, read it, briefed Ford, and she is now being very specific.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the fact is, people don't respond to questions this way. Here's the question. Are you sure that the person who attacked you was Brett Kavanaugh? 100% sure.
Right.
Really? Then why didn't you tell your therapists in 2012 when you claim to have told them, and the paperwork is not being turned over, by the way, but they were able to get that out in testimony. She did not identify Kavanaugh
mm-hmm.
in 2012. She never identified Kavanaugh until this engineered letter and the whole engineered strategy with Dianne Feinstein took place. Dianne Feinstein's staff picked out her lawyer, hooked her up with Democratic operatives, and the whole thing. So, you know,
James, let's go back for just a minute. Do you think Feinstein released the information, or do you think Dr. Ford released the information?
Oh, I clearly think that Feinstein, and I think the Democrats abused Dr. Ford, who had asked for anonymity. She wasn't that sure about her story. She was very shy. She didn't want to testify and apparently wasn't told that the Senate committee was willing to fly to her.
Yes.
And do it to her. You could see, and the president has made fun of the body language of Dianne Feinstein, when she was asked that question, she hemmed and hawed, turned to her staff. Did we send it? Did we? And look, this is a woman that employed a Chinese spy for
exactly.
20 years.
Right.
She's not someone, and we can look at lots of stuff about Dianne Feinstein, why she should be investigated. And also, we know she sat on that. There was no reason for her to sit on that for that period of time without telling any of her colleagues, without confronting Kavanaugh in private. All of these things could have been kept confidential, but her staff leaked it.
Mm-hmm.
And she needs to be investigated. I personally think, and so do members of the committee. But I think for fun,
we should bring their high school annuals out, just for fun.
And now, you know, by the way, I call Democrats shapeshifters, because as soon as Flake, who was born in Snowflake, Arizona, got us into this thing where we have an FBI investigation, all of a sudden the Democrats said, "Well, that's not enough."
Yes.
That's insufficient. And they've shifted to Judge Kavanaugh's temperament and his drinking. So now they've shifted. And if that report comes clean, they're going to focus on temperament and drinking and claim that he lied in front of the committee because he didn't say that he blacked out from drinking, which he did say. He fell asleep. And he did admit he drank too much at times and that he liked beer. But here's the part. They're trying to make him out to be this drinking lush. If he were a drinking lush, how did he graduate number one in high school at a very prestigious prep school, number one in undergraduate school, number one at Yale Law School? Give me a break.
Yeah. We got to leave it right there. James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, legal analyst, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
It's a no-brainer.